Off the Ball, GAA.
But with the new rules, you feel like you don't understand the game anymore to an extent, in that, you know, these 8, 10, 12 point leads do not mean anything like what they used to before.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Kenny, how are you, sir?
Good, thank you.
Good to meet you. I suppose first off, the Super Value partnership with the GAA, it's fantastic, and they've had a tremendous, I suppose, association with the association over the years.
Yeah, 100%. You know, they've a very good relationship with the GAA, and look at the signs around here and the beautiful Super Value Park we've today.
Have you played here before?
No, I haven't. Yeah. No, I've been. We played a league game here last year, or no, 2 years ago. Sorry, but I wasn't playing. So
yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just looking back to that Roscommon game, what pleased you most about that performance?
I think from start to finish, it was just an all-round good performance. You know, I think we did well on kickouts. Didn't have many turnovers. You know, took right options in front of goals. Defended pretty well. You know, all around we're happy with it. So yeah, it was a good. It was, you know, second game of the championship. So it was good.
What do you need to work on, do you think?
Still everything, I suppose. Yeah, like there's lots to work on. Look, every day will be different, and the competition will be different every day. So, you know, no doubts Mayo will play a different way to Roscommon. So look, the parts of the game will still be the same. You know, basics, like I said, kickouts, turnovers, all that stuff. It's just trying to do it better every day, I suppose.
It's your 10th consecutive Connacht final. That shows you the standards that have been set, I suppose, in Galway football.
Yeah, I think, look, I'm not sure if anyone on our panel has probably been involved in all 10, but in the last couple of years, you know, we've got a good team together, a bit of consistency in our team, so we just kind of beat what's in front of us every day, and look, we've been lucky to winning games each year has kind of got us this far. Yeah,
you obviously know Mayo quite well and intimately at this point. What impresses you most about them as a team?
Mayo, very, very hard team to play against. Very high pressing, high energy, some very good forwards, a mixture of speed, physicality. Like they have it all, you know. Like they're top of Division 1. I've been on the business end of most championships over the last 10 years themselves, so there's a lot of good parts to their game. And they'll be very difficult to beat this weekend.
It's not hard to get motivated to play them in a Connacht final, do I think?
No, look, they're probably one of our biggest rivals in Connacht. I think we've rivalries with every team in Connacht, but we kind of seem to play against Mayo a lot, so yeah, they're a big rival.
How much is, I suppose, the pain of last year kind of motivating you and pushing you forward to this year?
It is, yeah. Still, look, we lost the final, obviously, so that's difficult to deal with, but you kind of play that, and you review it, and you park it, and you move on. And look, there's plenty of games during the league this year even that disappointed us how we performed, so we're still, you know, every day you go out, you're just trying to perform better than the day before.
Yeah. It's obviously the first year with the new rules. How are you finding them?
Good, yeah. It's opened the game up. I think they're doing what they're supposed to do and whatever wants them to do. Look, we've embraced them, just get on with it, and each time, I suppose, a new update comes out or something's changed, you just have to adapt and get on with it to stay competitive with the best teams out there.
What's been the biggest change, I think? Which one has had the most impact?
I think making you keep three up, I suppose, is the best thing. Look, I think every team in the country was guilty of bringing everyone behind the ball if you're trying to defend a lead, and why would you not? So you just kind of have to, you know, you have your 11 players behind the ball or outfield players, and everyone's just trying to figure out the best way to defend a lead, I suppose, late in the game. So that's been exciting, and you pick up learnings every day from every different team. So that's been a challenge.
Is there anything you'd change?
No. I think it's been pretty good so far. Look, I wouldn't have thought of some of the rule changes they've brought in. Even like some of the respect and the dissent rules have been excellent, and they probably slipped under the radar to start. Everyone was focused on what happened, you know, in play but with the players, so that's been great. Nothing I change. I don't have the imagination for it.
We're obviously speaking here before the draws made for the All-Ireland Championship. I just spoke to Jamar there, and he was saying it's a wide-open championship. There's so many good teams there this year.
Yeah, there is. Look, I'd say there's 10 or 12 teams that think they can win the championship. You know, we've been that team a couple of years ago who were in Division 2, making it to a final. Armagh the same, and Dublin the same a couple of years ago. So, look, there's nobody is out. I think, you know, you're going to need a little bit of luck along the way with selection or form or injuries and stuff to stay up there. But, I think everyone thinks they can win it, which is great.
Clean, on the ball, thanks very much.
No problem, thanks very much.
This week on Diverted.
I was always around football. I used to carry the players' boots. I remember when my grandfather would bring the Brazilian players and I would wash their boots and everything. So it's definitely, football is built and stored in my DNA.
In episode 6, we're going to Central America and we'll be taking you to a Belizean Premier League game. We'll be visiting the basketball-obsessed highlands of Guatemala.
You need to have a name order that people support. Like, for instance, basketball, you have LeBron James. It starts like that. You have to find good players so that you can sell it to the public so they can come out and support.
And we will experience firsthand the 2 minutes and 58 seconds where it looked like Costa Rica were going to qualify for the knockout stages of the 2022 World Cup.
I am once again embracing my new brothers.
What are you doing?
Creating chaos.
Diverted. Coming every Tuesday to your podcast feed, wherever you get your podcasts.
To unlock lots more from the OTB GAA feed, become a member at offtheball.com/join now.